Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
All right, this is spicy. I want to show you all the exact moment that Kash Patel is absolutely cooked by Senator Cory Booker, who really pulls no punches. Cory Booker comes out and says, "You won't have this job in just a few months." He says, "I don't think you're going to make it to the next session. You are not going to last because you are in over your head." Everything Cory Booker says rings true. Whether it's the Charlie Kirk shooting or the Epstein files, Kash Patel is becoming increasingly unpopular, and that is borne out in the data. You know, before we jump in to Cory Booker just cooking Kash Patel, I think it's fair to play AOC's clip from earlier in the day. This is from a different hearing where she exposes the Trump administration's cutting of jobs across the country. Keep in mind, the economy is in a very sensitive position. We are losing jobs. It is not good. And AOC breaks it down further. Watch until the end and make sure you drop a like.
Now, do you know how many jobs have been threatened or lost due to the Trump administration's closures of clean energy projects in the last 6 months or so, the first half of this year?
I'm not aware of any such analysis.
91,000. Trump administration and Department of Energy policies have cost Americans 91,000 jobs nationwide in rollbacks on efficiency. And, you know, these large numbers are statistics. They're hard to, I think, people to understand when they show up on a white paper. But in Colorado's 8th District, Amprius Technologies canceled plans to construct a $190 million battery plant in Brighton, Colorado. In that same district, actually, another company, VSK Energy, canceled plans due to the Trump administration, canceled their plans to build solar panels, and they scratched a $250 million investment and up to 900 jobs in that same district. In Georgia 12, an EV plant was canceled due to the Trump administration and DOE's freezing of the EV charging program. Registered Georgia has a population of 157 people. They lost out on 166 jobs. More jobs, they lost more jobs than they have people in that town because of the cancellation and war on renewable energy and clean energy here. In that same district, a copper foil manufacturing plant went bankrupt as a result of these rollbacks, and Augusta, Georgia lost out on 350 jobs. And, I mean, the list goes on. In South Carolina, 250 jobs when a construction of an EV plant in Florence was halted due to DOE's freezing of funds. I mean, we could go on. In Michigan 10th, 167 jobs were lost after $50 million worth of investment. These are all freezes in renewable and clean energy construction and development projects. This is an industry that has been a source of jobs and growth. This administration, the Trump administration, is destroying the American economy, destroying American jobs. 91,000 jobs in this sector alone. I have one simple question. In these towns and areas, what is the DOE's plan to replace those jobs in those affected areas?
I'll say this is beyond the scope of what I'm prepared to testify to today. I'd be happy to take the question for the record in regard to the analysis that you cited here in regard to job loss.
What an incredibly weak answer. AOC laid it all out, absolutely cooked him, and he had no answer. Let me show you Senator Cory Booker coming out swinging and confronting Kash Patel to his face. Let me remind you that this call sheet prediction market asks, who will leave their Trump role in the administration this year? In first place, it's actually Dan Bongino, the deputy director of the FBI. Then it's Kash Patel, the director of the FBI. Then it's Pam Bondi. I'm really glad that all of our top officials at the FBI and DOJ are on the verge of leaving. You can see that throughout the entire Epstein saga, throughout some of the Charlie Kirk stuff, Pam Bondi becomes increasingly unpopular. Dan Bongino seems like he's going to leave. And Kash Patel, which is the blue line, is also somebody who is probably going to leave the administration. Let me play you this clip right here.
But here's the thing, Mr. Patel. I think you're not going to be around long. I think this might be your last oversight hearing.
Oh.
Because as much as you supplicate yourself to the will of Donald Trump and not the Constitution of the United States of America, Donald Trump has shown us in his first term and in this term, he is not loyal to people like you. He will cut you loose. This may be the last time I have a hearing with you because I don't think you're long for your job. But I'm going to tell you this. I pray for you. I pray for you that you can step up and defend your oath, defend the Constitution, and do a much better job of defending this country. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do you want to say anything?
Yes, sir. That rant of false information does not bring this country together. If you want to work on bringing this country, it's my time, not yours.
My God.
If you want to talk about
dividing this country,
it is my time.
I follow you on your social media posts. That
it
tears
is my
this country
time
apart.
To address
you
your falsehoods.
Oh, you're
an embarrassment.
You can try all
to the
you
division
want
in this country.
To not say
sir,
responsibility
it is my time.
For what you,
you
have
your
said.
Time.
Sir, you're
your
making
time
a mockery
is over.
Of this committee. Sir, you don't tell me my time is over.
You
the
know
people
how far
of New Jersey tell me what my time is.
Senator,
you can't lecture me.
You can tell
sir,
me my time's
you have,
over.
You may be the target of the
I'm
FBI,
not going anywhere.
But I am not afraid of you,
Mr.
Our FBI director, Kash Patel, ladies and gentlemen, the same man who on day one of the Charlie Kirk investigation announced publicly that they had a suspect in custody and then had to walk that back, then made a second announcement saying they had a suspect in custody, then had to walk that back, then through the next few days just looked visibly in over his head. Have you guys seen those videos of him looking around? He just looks way in over his head. He has no clue what's going on because this is a podcast bro who was plucked out of that position and placed into the FBI director position. Oh, but at least the deputy FBI director is also a podcast bro. Like Dan Bongino quite literally just ran a podcast before this. That is all he did. These people have no experience beyond peddling conspiracy theories for Trump, but that's the only experience that Trump requires for this job. Somebody who can go out there, be combative, peddle conspiracy theories. But Kash Patel isn't even good at that. At this point, we have to maintain the pressure, continue to talk about the Epstein files, the lack of transparency there, the absolute fumbling of the economy, which was recovering. When Trump took office, the economy was recovering. At this point, manufacturing jobs are bleeding. Jobs are being revised downward every single month. And AOC makes a very poignant point throughout all of this that it's an unforced error. There are things called unforced errors where it doesn't have to be this way, but Donald Trump made it this way through insane policies like cutting green jobs, tariffs that slash manufacturing jobs and disincentivize investment into the country, therefore leading to revisions downward every single month. These self-destructive policies need to stop, and we will work every single day until they do. We will put forward a better vision. We are working on a Adam Mockler, Mockler Media policy plan for 2026. So we're not just endlessly dissecting other policy. We have our own forward-looking vision on healthcare. We want wealth to be redistributed, not so that billionaires don't exist. I actually think that billionaires like Taylor Swift, Mark Cuban, LeBron James, these people made their wealth through fine ways, but there is a level of wealth inequality in this country that is insane. It needs to be redistributed from people like Elon Musk down to people who are just struggling to get by. Either way, the point is, we're going to lay all of this out in a free document. It's coming soon. I love you all. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.